and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BowFallsRadio.com.
And Chad Holmes back again from Menominee as we are set for hockey. Sectional final, Central Wisconsin Storm and the Hayward Hurricanes starting for Hayward. Goaltender, number 33, McKenna Hutchison. Defense pairing of number 9, Zendra Land, and number 6, Michaela Beagle. And forwards, number 3, Reese Sheehan, number 7, Abby Elliott, and number 14, Olivia Webster. For the Central Wisconsin Storm, in net, number 35, Cammie Floor. Defense pairing of number 5, Ava Rohde, and number 19, Sophie Boleyn. And the forwards, number 10, Jaden Yurkowski, number 12, Emma Brandt, and number 16, Gabby Heiser. Winner moves on to play Thursday night at the state tournament down in Middleton. Storm in the home white as the higher seed. Maroon lettering, black trim and breezers. Hayward wearing gray jerseys, yellow numerals, black trim, and black breezers. Storm will go from left to right in front of my broadcast position in the first period of play. Glad you could be with us here for Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. There's the draw, and we are underway. He'll be dumped in deep by the Hurricanes, goes into the right wing corner. Fight for the puck, dug out behind the cage, fed in front, deflected, shot from just near the top of the left faceoff circle, attempted by Sandra Land, wide of the cage, and now the puck comes up to center. Puck is battled for, now goes to the Hayward blue line, picked up there by the Hurricanes. Now through center and dumped in, knocking it down is Ava Rohde for the Storm. She'll feed it up to center, with it is Heiser. Heiser trying to dump it in deep, does so, goes all the way down ice. Storm will make a line change on the fly. Puck is battled for in the deep left wing corner. Now off to the left wing, kept in nicely by Taylor Friedel. Still a fight for the puck. Friedel keeps it in again for the Storm, but now setting up deep in their own zone are the Hurricanes. Reese Sheehan finds a little room on the right-hand side. Sheehan will bring it up through center, gives it away. Taylor Friedel will now dump it in, but she was not quite to the red line. Very close, but not quite there. So it will turn into an icing on the Storm and an offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Hurricanes. 55 seconds into the game, still scoreless. Nice crowd on hand here in Menominee. First half of a high school sports twin bill here on 98.9 WXCO. Faceoff left of Cammie Floor in net for the Storm. There's the drop, won by Central Wisconsin. With it is Friedel. Friedel will stick handle, moves it on the near side, trying to get it out of the zone. Kept in at the left point by the Hurricanes. Dumped in deep, goes into the right corner, now along the far boards. Ava Whitmore will flip it up to center ice for Central Wisconsin. Now the Hurricanes will roll it back in. Puck will be chased down by Michaela Garam in the near corner. She'll swing it to the far side boards, and Ava Whitmore. Whitmore getting bodied up. Now the puck comes loose, grabbing it. For a second was Madeline Kelter. Now the puck in behind the Central Wisconsin net. Again, Michaela Garam will stick handle. She'll drop it to the near side corner. Chasing it down is Taylor Friedel. Friedel will get it up through center, deflected by Ava Whitmore, goes all the way down ice, no icing on the play, picked up behind the cage by Harper Sheehan for the Hurricanes. Her pass does not connect, goes all the way down ice. It was deflected at the red line, so again, no icing. 15-10 to go first period, still no score. Along the near side boards, Barigi has it knocked away, shot wide of the cage from the top of the left faceoff circle. Chasing it down is Jaden Yurkowski. Moves it behind the cage. Now playing it is Berigi. Berigi's pass to flex up the center. Now coming up ice come the Storm. Isabel Yankee. Yankee left faceoff circle. Thrown in front. Stick to side by the goaltender Hutchison. Puck on the near side boards. Keeping it in deep for the Storm is Ava Rohde. Rolls it to the left corner. Yankee chasing after it for Central Wisconsin. Puck back to the left point. Kept in there by the Storm. There's a shot and a glove hand save. Ripping it from the left point was Sophie Boleen for Central Wisconsin. Hutchison able to see it, grab it, hold on, get the whistle, and the stoppage in play. 14:34 to go, first period. Offensive zone draw coming up for Central Wisconsin in this scoreless game. Face off to the right of McKenna Hutchison. She's played half the games. It's pretty much been an alternating goaltender situation for the Hurricanes all year long. Puck is won by the Hurricanes, but not out. Kept in at the left point. Puck is still battle for it. Now grabbed. Moved in behind the cage by Sophie Boleyn. Puck whipped along to the boards. Back to the point. Ava Rohde fires it. Save is made. Blocker stop made by Hutchison. And now here comes the very dangerous reach she had into the zone. Moves the right face off circle. A shot wide of the cage. Rebound on the near side. Behind the cage, Reese Sheehan. Getting battle for it. Knocked away nicely by Yurkowski. Yurkowski to Brandt, and Brandt will chip it up the center. Puck rolls into the Hayward zone. Puck is battle for it. Knocked away by Brandt. Trying to glove it down. Now in the corner is Heiser. Puck is still battle for in the right corner. Puck will be brought up ice, now through the center. Picked up there by the Storm. Fight for the puck right in front of the penalty box area. Grabbed by Gabby Heiser. Heiser will move it left-hand side, Friedel. Friedel's pass deflected. It was intended for Ava Whitmore, but the puck into the Hayward end. Hurricanes quickly get it back up to neutral. Trying to steal away. Doing so is Ava Whitmore. Whitmore in front. Now good move, Meverden. Meverden a shot. Sticked aside by Hutchison. Nice little move by Meverden, but now back to the point. Shot deflected right in front. Oh, and just wide. Whitmore right in front. Had the opening, but just misses the far side pipe. And then the puck is iced by the Hurricanes. Bouncing puck ended up right on the stick of Ava Whitmore on the left-hand side. Just missing by inches, giving the Storm the early advantage. Four shots on net early for Central Wisconsin. No shots yet for Hayward. 13:15 to go, first period, and still no score. Face off to the left of Hutchison. Matea DePoit taking the face off here for the Storm. Win on the draw. Puck is loose between the circles, now deflected to the far side. Picked up there now by the Hurricanes and Savannah Harris. Bangs it to the near side boards, up to the blue line. Puck is now fought for, back to center. Berigi now for the Storm. Berigi moves it forward and cannot connect with Isabel Yankee. Puck still fought for. Now grabbed and dumped in deep by the Storm and Michaela Guerum. But quickly back to center. Guerum gets it back. Backhanded over the blue line, but right onto the stick of Savannah Harris. Harris will get it in deep for the Hurricanes. Rolls to the left corner. Puck is chipped away. Good defensive play there made by the Storm and Guerum, but then taken right back. There's a shot. Stop made by Cammie Floor. Puck in behind the Central Wisconsin cage. Picked up by Taylor Friedel. Friedel's pass deflected all the way down ice by DePoit, and that will be icing on the Storm. So now the faceoff will occur back in the Central Wisconsin end with 12:21 to go in the first period and still no score. Cammie Floor, the freshman netminder, tapping the gloves of her teammates as the Storm make a line change. Faceoff will be to the left of Cammie Floor. Jaden Yurkowski will step in, take the draw against Reese Sheehan for the Hurricanes. Puck is battle for near the dot. Battle for now, chipped in behind the cage. Near side, Ava Rohde fighting for it. Rohde right along the boards on the near side. Gets it ahead. Gabby Heiser to center. Now here comes Yurkowski, 2-on-1. Into the zone, right-hand side. Yurkowski, oh, she tried to fire it towards the far side pipe, but misses. And the rebound goes all the way back through center into the Storm zone. Had Emma Brandt on the left-hand side, but trying to fire it past McKenna Hutchison was Jaden Yurkowski, but misses the far side pipe. And now that's an icing on the Hurricanes and an offensive zone draw again for the Storm. Storm have had the better of the chances here in the early going. 11:59 to go in the first period and still no score. Face off to the right of Hutchison. In the circle and getting tossed from the circle for the Storm is Madeline Kelter. Now stepping in, Mara Meverden. Puck is whipped along the boards and now picked up. Here comes Hayward back up ice. Into the zone, Sheehan, 2-on-1. Moves it near side, but the pass a little too far in front of Abby Elliott. Sheehan had a good chance there, but her pass was not right where it needed to be on the left-hand side. Puck moved along the near side boards. Top angle shot hit the side of the net from Zandra Land, and now the Storm will pick it up in their own end. Pass ahead, a little too far in front of Meverden, does roll into the Hurricane zone. Chased down by Land. Land right behind her own net. Now Land will bring it up ice for Hayward. Land gets it up to center, makes a good move. Over the red line, now over the blue line, takes a shot. Glove hand save made by Floor, and Cammy will hold on, take the whistle and the stoppage in play. So an offensive zone draw this time for the Hurricanes. 11:20 to go first period and still no score. Matea DePoit will step into the circle for Central Wisconsin, going up against Bailey Shue for Hayward. There's the drop. Fought for near the dot. Picked up now by Taylor Friedel behind her own cage. Friedel will work her way up ice. Friedel, pass goes off of skate, but now picked up by the Storm. But trying to get there was Matea DePoit. Also, there's Isabel Yonke. Puck back into the Hayward zone. Fight for the puck below the goal line, right-hand side. Still a battle along the near side boards. Back to the point. Garam had a shot. Bounce off her teammate, Isabel Yonke. Puck between the circles and then cleared again by Hayward all the way down ice. It bounced off a Storm player, so no icing. Central Wisconsin will chase it down. Puck is back up towards center. Taken away again by the Hurricanes. And the puck rolled back into the Storm zone. Taylor Friedel on the near side. Stick handles. Pass ahead a little bit. Just a little bit too far in front of Jaden Yurkowski. And it turns into an icing on the Storm. 10:34 to go first period. Another offensive zone faceoff coming up with Hayward in the Storm zone. And still scoreless. Jaden Yurkowski will step in against Colby Springer for the Hurricanes. There's the draw. One cleanly by Hayward. There's a shot. Save is made. Rebound and another stop made. Two good stops by Cammy Floor after the clean faceoff win for Hayward. First shot by Harrison. Then the rebound down low with Springer. Best opportunities for Hayward here in the early going. Puck along the boards and now whipped along to the far side. Trying to chase it down is Emma Brandt for the Storm. Now picked up by Central Wisconsin and Sophie Boleyn. Now gets it to Heiser. Heiser's pass into the Hayward zone. Trying to chase it down in the left corner. Getting there first is Jaden Yurkowski. Fight for the puck below the goal line, left-hand side. Scrum, a couple of gray jerseys, couple of white jerseys. Now the puck comes loose, picked up by Harris. Harris to the point and keeping it in nicely there for the Storm on the first chance with Boleyn. But now here comes Hayward. Harris into the zone. Poke checked away. Good stick work by Ava Rohde to knock it away from Savannah Harris. Now the other way comes Heiser. Heiser into the zone, left-hand side. Heiser into the deep left corner. Heiser getting double-teamed. Puck thrown between the circles. Cleared aside by Hayward. Puck back to center ice. Fight for the puck. Jaden Yurkowski gives it away. Back the other way. Here comes Reese Sheehan. Sheehan rolls it to the left corner. Chases it down herself. Sheehan along the boards. Moves it in behind the Central Wisconsin cage. Chased down by Boleyn in the far corner. Boleyn moves it back behind the goal. Grabbed there by Madeline Kelcher. Now the Storm trying to get it out of their own zone. On the left-hand side, Ava Whitmore. Now Kelcher. Kelcher moves it on the right-hand side. Taken away for a moment by the Hurricanes. Knocked away then by Taylor Friedel. Gets it back to center. Now the Hurricanes will dump it in deep. Puck rolls around to the far side corner. Picked up there by Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn at her own goal line. Bangs it off the boards. Still fought for right along the boards on the far side of the rink. Ava Whitmore now grabs it for the Storm. Whitmore gets it up the center. 2-on-2. Whitmore had it knocked away at neutral. But there to pick it up for the Storm is Taylor Friedel. Friedel back into the zone. Upper slot. Friedel will fire it. Save with the left pad. Good shot there by Taylor Friedel. And a good save made by Hutchison. Back to the point. Kept in by the Storm and Michaela Garam, puck in behind the cage. With it now is DePoit for the Storm. DePoit stick handles, rolls it into the right corner. Actually, that was not DePoit, that was Barigi for the Storm. Puck is kept in by Central Wisconsin. Puck in the deep right wing corner. Puck now taken away, goes in behind the Hayward cage. Left-hand side with it there. Now trying to get to the faceoff circle, getting knocked down for the Storm was Heiser. But the puck still in the Hayward end. Storm right now keeping it in the offensive zone. Left corner, Heiser. Heiser, left faceoff circle. Back to the right point. Kept in on the right-hand side by Sophie Boleyn. Now right faceoff circle. Shot, save, rebound in front. Heiser, oh, and whipped on the shot. And the puck back to the point. Kept in by Central Wisconsin. Thrown on net. Blocked in front. Puck is loose. Back to the point. Again with it is Boleyn. Fires it off a skate in front. Now with it, left faceoff circle. Heiser a shot. And a stop made by Hutchison. Boy, that puck was in some dangerous areas for the Hurricanes. Storm had some good chances. But in the end, frozen puck in the glove of McKenna Hutchison with 7:28 to go in the first period and still no score. But you can see the Storm starting to get into this hockey game. Line change. Madeline Kelter will come out, take the draw. Whitmore on the right wing side, Meverden on the left. Puck drawn into the left corner. Hurricanes move it to the near side. Still a fight for the puck just below the goal line. Right hand side, turned over, Kelter, a shot and a save. Turnover right to Kelter at the top of the right faceoff circle. Quick release and another good save by Hutchison. Puck is now played by the Hurricanes. They're on their heels. Puck back to center but knocked away by Central Wisconsin. Puck is now picked up by the Hurricanes. Rolled to the Central Wisconsin blue line. Puck now deflected. Comes to the near side. With it is Meverden. Meverden has it knocked away. Picked up by Ava Rohde. Rohde moves it right-hand side. Now Mara Meverden. Meverden rolls it into the Hayward zone. 6:48 to go, first period, still 0-0. Puck whipped around to the far side boards and then cleared by the Hurricanes. They will wave off the icing, saying that Guerin could have played it. Michaela Guerin behind her own cage. Guerin to the left-hand side. Guerin gets it up to center. Guerin now rolls it over the Hayward blue line as Guerin goes down along with Olivia Webster for the Hurricanes as Webster and the Hurricanes clear it, and that will be icing on Hayward. 6:25 to go, first period. Offensive zone draw coming up for Central Wisconsin. 0-0, eight shots on net for the Storm. Three shots on net so far for Hayward. Face off to the right of Hutchison. Jaden Yurkowski will take the draw for Central Wisconsin. Heiser on the left wing, Brandt on the right wing. Friedel, the left defenseman, Guerin, the right defenseman for Central Wisconsin. Toss from the circle is Yurkowski. Stepping in now is Heiser, and the faceoff control by Hayward. Puck is battled for, picked up by the Hurricanes. Stick handling in her own zone is Zendra Land. The defenseman moves to the right, gets it up to center, but gives away the puck. Jaden Yurkowski back into the zone, knocked away. Back to center ice, and Taylor Friedel moves it near side to Guerin. Back to Friedel on the left-hand side. Pass deflected over the blue line by Heiser. Puck still bouncing around near the Hayward blue line. Grabbed by the Hurricanes, flipped back up to center. At her own blue line, Taylor Friedel moves it ahead, but there's Reese Sheehan to pick it up. Sheehan will bring it up now for the Hurricanes. Sheehan makes a good move. Sheehan now to the left faceoff circle, fires it, and a save made by Cammy Floor. That is a very dangerous player for the Hurricanes. Reese Sheehan, 37 goals, 33 assists, 70 points on the season. 5:45 to go, first period, still 0-0. Getting some taps on the helmet is the freshman goalie, Cammy Floor, for Central Wisconsin. Face-off circle nearest to me in the Storm zone. Face-off is battle for, back to the left point. Kept in by Cynthia Hart for the Hurricanes. Fight for, along the boards. Ava Rohde trying to chop at it. Now a shot, save made. Right from the near side boards, Colby Springer grabbed it. Threw it on net, stop was made. Now the Storm the other way. Madeline Kelter deflected, puck in front. Stick to side by the goalie. Behind the goal line, left-hand side. Good rush up ice led by Kelter for the Storm. Puck at the Hayward blue line, picked up by Central Wisconsin. Left faceoff circle, a shot and a save. Coming in with that shot was Sophie Boleyn for the Storm from the left faceoff circle. And another stop made by Hutchison. And now the Storm will get the offensive zone draw. Both goaltenders have been very steady here in the first part of this game. Jaden Yurkowski wins the draw cleanly. Back to the point, Rohde. Rohde will fire it. Oh, and a save made as cutting right in front. Nicely done by Heiser. She had her timing really nice to try to get into the eyes of the goaltender. It was a hard shot by Rohde from the blue line, but another stop made by Hutchison. We have seen no penalty so far in this game. We heard from the coach in the pregame show that Hayward very good on the power play, so it's a good thing to keep it at 5-on-5 for Central Wisconsin. Face-off won by the Hurricanes, whipped along the boards, kept in for a moment by the Storm, and then getting tripped up is Yurkowski, but no penalty. Battle for the puck, Heiser. Heiser trying to work her way. Heiser still fighting for it. Now Heiser has it knocked into the left wing corner. Heiser will chase it down for Central Wisconsin. Puck below the goal line, left-hand side. Moved along the boards to the near corner by the Hurricanes. Picked up by Harper Sheehan for Hayward. And now Hayward looks to break out of their own zone. Back through center ice. Over the red line is Reese Sheehan. Gets double, but does dump it in deep. Sheehan will chase it down behind the net. Puck to the right-hand corner. Sheehan still trying to chase it down. But now grabbed by the Storm, and Sophie Boleyn moves it to the right to Ava Rohde. Now with it is Heiser. Heiser moves it left-hand side. Off the boards, played by Isabel Yankee. She'll dump it in deep and peeled off on a line change. 4:20 to go, first period. Still no score. Hurricanes get it back up to center. Played there by Ava Whitmore. Gives it back to her defense. Taylor Friedel. Pass goes off the stick of Madeline Kelter. Taken away by the Hurricanes. Knocked down by Meverden at the blue line, but then chipped back to center. Picked up by Kelter. Kelter into the zone. Kelter thrown in front. Puck bouncing around. Still bouncing around. And now deflects back to center. Played there by Guerum. Michaela Guerum will dump it in deep. Puck whips around from the left-hand side to the right. In the right corner, Mara Meverden fighting for it. Puck now in behind the cage. Moved along the near side boards. Picked up by the Hurricanes. Back up to center. And now here comes Hayward. Left-hand side, Harris. Savannah Harris, deep left corner. Knocked away, stolen by Taylor Friedel. Nice job again. Friedel having a very solid first period. And now the Storm the other way. Now through center, DePoit. DePoit into the zone, left-hand side. Comes in front. Puck is still loose. DePoit still fighting for it. Now in the near faceoff circle. Back to the point, and the Storm cannot keep it in. And a whistle and an offside will be called. 3:21 to go. Neutral zone faceoff coming up. 0-0 game. Storm right now doubling up the Hurricanes in shots at 10-5. Coming up after I'm done here, I'll be heading to Chippewa Falls, and we will have the Marathon High School girls basketball team in action in a Division IV regional final against McDonald Central. 6:50 airtime, 7 o'clock faceoff, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Winning the draw is Hayward, dump it in deep behind the Central Wisconsin cage. Behind her own net, Sophie Boleyn moves it left-hand side. Central Wisconsin through center. With it is DePoit into the zone, left wing side, left faceoff circle. Tried to work away in front, but lost the puck. Cleared into the near side corner by the Hurricanes. Storm fed to the upper slot, knocked away by Hayward, back to center ice. Ava Rohde will dump it in deep. Puck whips around behind the cage to the left-hand side. Emma Brandt will chip it in right behind the Hayward cage. Now the Hurricanes will pick it up. Banged off the near side boards, capped in by Heiser. Heiser now between the circles. Yurkowski, a shot, but right into the body. Boy, again, that was an opportunity from the upper slot, but fired it right into the goaltender, Hutchison, who gobbles it up, holds on, takes the whistle. 11th shot on net for Central Wisconsin. 2:40 to go in the period. 0-0 game. Face off to the left of Hutchison. Jaden Yurkowski in the circle for Central Wisconsin. Now she's going to be tossed. Stepping in now is Heiser for Central Wisconsin. Puck is won by Hayward. Goes in behind the cage. Swept to the left-hand side. Taken away by Yurkowski. Back to the point. Slap shot. High and wide of the cage from Taylor Friedel. Puck back to the right point. Guerum. She'll fire on net. Rebound in front. Puck is still loose. Still loose. Cleared back to the point. Guerum. Guerum again fires it just beyond the far side pipe. Again, that puck was in a very dangerous spot for the Hurricanes. Not able to freeze it was the goaltender, Hutchison. Now back to the right point, but the Storm could not keep it in. That will be icing, I believe. Nope, they'll say it was touched at the point by Guerum. Chased down by Friedel. Gives it to Guerum. 2 minutes in the first period, still scoreless. Guerum, left-hand side, makes a nice little move. Gets it up to center, has it poked away. Reese Sheehan now for the Hurricanes. Possible two-on-one. Sheehan fires it and got a piece of the pipe. Oh, Sheehan almost got the first goal of that game. Able to get a piece of the pipe, and the Storm will ice it. Dodging a big bullet that time with the Storm. You can't turn it over to Reese Sheehan if she was coming in looking for goal number 38 of the campaign. 1:43 to go, first period. Offensive zone draw coming up for the Hurricanes in this scoreless game. Face off to the left of Cammie Floor. Face off won by the Hurricanes. Back to the point. Harper Sheehan rolls it down low. Battle for the puck. Taken away by Ava Rohde right behind her own cage. Rohde stick handles. Gets it ahead. Nice job by Rohde. And then poked up the center by Meverden. Puck bouncing around at neutral. Dumped back in by the Hurricanes. Chasing it down is Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn behind the net, moves it off the far side boards. Gets it back up the center, played there by the Hurricanes. Nice little move by Reese Sheehan. Boy, she is very, very good on her skates. You can see how she can find open spaces. Boy, she just made a couple of players just miss because of a great move. Now the Storm get it back. Flipped up through center ice, right-hand side. Chased down by the Hurricanes, banged off the boards with 1 minute to go in the period. Puck is now played at her own blue line by Ava Rohde. Moved left-hand side to Boleyn. Boleyn to the red line, dumps it in deep. Played now by the Hurricanes and Zandra Land. The defenseman now behind her own cage, getting pressured by Mateo DePoit. Land will move it to the right-hand side. And now the Hurricanes do get it up to center ice. Played off the near side boards. Now grabbed and now poked away. Getting a piece of it was Barigi for the Storm. Barigi fighting for it. Now in the right corner has it. Malia Barigi below the goal line. Now behind the cage, Barigi fed in front for Yankee. Goes off the goaltender. Did not get to Isabel Yankee. Knocked off the goalie. And now back to center come the Hurricanes. Up the left-hand side into the zone. With it is Reese Duncan. Duncan in the deep left corner. 13 seconds in the period. Now it's battle for in the deep left corner. Puck comes loose. Down to 8 seconds. Picked up now by Reese Sheehan. Sheehan to the point. Sheehan now to the right faceoff circle. Down to 3. Shot goes wide of the cage, and that will do it for the first period of play. 1 period in the books here from Menominee Girls Hockey Sectional 1 Championship game. The Central Wisconsin Storm and the Hayward Hurricanes are scoreless. We'll come back, recap the action of the first period coming up next. This is Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
And Chad Holmes back again from Menominee. We are in the first intermission as the Central Wisconsin Storm and the Hayward Hurricanes are 0-0, 13-5 edge in shots on goal for the Storm. But in the end, still waiting for that first goal and also that first penalty of the game because a very clean first period and no penalties, no power plays in the first period. And very happy to welcome on up. And by the way, you can stay the whole time. It's a little tight up here, but if you want to stick around, you know, first of all, B.J. Brandt, head hockey coach of Wausau West, I can't tell you how many people, and I don't know if it's a slam against me or a compliment to you. I would say, well, when is B.J. coming back with you? When is B.J. coming back with you? And I say, well, number one, we want him to keep coaching, which is fortunate, but always have glad to have you on board. Before we talk about this first period, I forgot to mention, I knew it last night. Not only did you win the sectional, that was 200 wins for you as head coach at Wausau West. Has to be very, something very special.
It was super special. Obviously, you knew it. I knew it going into the game, but I didn't know that a lot of the players knew. And I, Travis, obviously we're super excited, and you get off the ice, and Travis goes, hey, if you got anything on you that you're worried about getting wet, give it to me now. And then we went in and they doused me with water
it.
And
it was yeah.
it was special for those guys to be excited about it. Obviously super important and meaningful. I got a text from Pete and he says, you know, 200 will always be memorable for you, and that was cool.
Yeah.
You know, that to get the text from Pete, somebody who's been around this world for a long time. So yeah, super exciting for sure.
I had to stop back at Chippewa on my way over here because I left a piece of equipment in my broadcast pod. Nothing had changed, still looks the same. It was actually nice to be back there the day after, and I imagine that the day after, I mean, obviously it was such an exciting night. When you woke up this morning, how'd you feel?
Obviously really excited. I think still, I mean, you get messages from alumni and coaches and people around the hockey world that are super excited for you, and it's such a small community, and for people to be excited for you, it's just great to have that support. Community, alumni, coaches, family members, you know, just really excited for our guys because we've talked about it, you know, and you talk about it, but until you do it, It's really exciting.
And I put up a posting that I had a picture of your banner that you guys stand in front of. And it had been a while since you had to add something to it. Going to have to add something. But you don't know exactly what you're adding yet because.
Yes. I think Coach Wiegert brought it up on the bus ride home. He goes, hey, we got to update the banner with something. You know, so that's exciting too. I just it's a little bit of a whirlwind after you win. You've got to, you know, there's a meeting tomorrow with seating. The girls' meeting's at 9, the boys' meeting's at 10, and you just you get just all the logistics of it, you know, and the excitement and keeping people informed and making sure you get things like state tournament shirts and all, you know, just all the fun stuff for the fans so that people can come down and really watch a nice tournament.
And you are here because obviously you got a definite rooting interest. Obviously, you always like to see the Storm do well, but your daughter being out there, and let's talk about what we saw. I thought it was a good first period for the Storm. The puck was in some dangerous spots. Unfortunately, it's not able to grab it and put it in the back of the net. But what did you see in that first period that jumped
out? Well, both teams are trying to stretch the ice a little bit. You saw a bunch of, like, they weren't icings because their kids were chipping them right at the right time. They're trying to flip the ice on them. The Storm has an edge when three's not on the ice. Three is such a dynamic player for them that she changes the game. And if you give her free ice, we talked about it with 7 and 10 last night, you can't give those type of players free ice. You got to get in their face. You got to take away the puck and take away their time and space. And obviously you saw the one. She dings it off the crossbar here. She's a creative player. I thought the Storm did a really good job of transitioning in neutral ice. And they're starting to figure out to get takeaway eyes on this goaltender.
Yeah.
Goaltender, when she sees it, she's going to stop it. And you're going to have to get the second chance rebounds. And I thought, you know, towards the end, second half of the period, they started to do that. That's where you see the edge and shots kind of go for the Storm.
And you mentioned Sheehan, and I think you know this as well as anybody, where the game can be going on, and all of a sudden one mistake on the stick of the wrong player, and Storm are very fortunate not to be down 1-0, and that's something you got to think about, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to know when she's on the ice, and I'm sure line matchups for the coaches are important. I think you look at the line, like Heiser and Yurkovsky, they've had some chances. Kelter's had some chances. You know, just I think the Storm, if they can figure out how to put the puck low and get it to their defensemen, because that's created a lot of their chances, is to get it to the defensemen. You got Sophie Boleyn shooting, Ava Rota shooting. Those girls know how to put the puck in the back of the net, and now you just got to continue to do that. And then transition, because sometimes it might get blocked, and you got to transition out of it.
And I thought, again, one of the things you always look at is the goaltending. I thought Hayward's goalie, Hutchison, played very well. And while she didn't have a lot of opportunities as a freshman to have Cammy out there, I thought she looked pretty steady.
She looked steady. I was watching her in warm-ups. She looked super steady. She looked comfortable. She looks confident. And I think that's a big part of it, as with any goaltender. Hutchison looked confident too, though. I mean, she was tracking pucks through traffic. She was finding rebounds, putting pucks to places. So you look at what the Storm's going to have to do. They got to get more shots, and you got to get more secondary shots. That's going to be the big key.
Absolutely. So I don't know if you want to stick around, Phil. I would love to have you, because people love you. But the thing was, I was going to grab my second headphones because I realized I didn't have it last night. Then I didn't go to the station this morning because I thought, I got to get going here. I got to stop in Chippewa and get my stuff. But, no, we'd love to have you stick around. And, obviously, I'm thrilled that we'll be able to see you behind the bench at the state tournament coming up next week.
Yeah, we're excited about it, Chad. I think we'll have a team meeting tomorrow to talk about it, and hopefully it's a double celebration in the Brandt household.
We're going to take a break, come back, and get set for period number two. No score between the Storm and the Hurricanes. This is Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
I'm Chad Holmstroy, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. we stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Chad Holmes along with B.J. Brandt back here at Menominee as we are set for the start of the second period. 0-0 game. What do you think the field is? You know, obviously sectional, we talked about it last night, that sectional I think has a certain pressure that is different than the even states. What do you think the field would be at this point, 17 minutes, and do you think there'll be maybe a little less nervousness at this point?
I think so. I think you get all the nerves out in the first period. You saw there was a lot of safe play early on, just trying to dump pucks in, get pucks in deep, and just to make sure that you weren't making any mistakes with it. I think you'll see a little bit more relaxed. You can see Coach Wimmer starting a different line this period, change the pace up, maybe get a little different matchup.
I thought Whitmore had probably the best chance of the first period. I mean, and she was, I thought, pretty active. And sometimes I think that she's kind of a key at times. But now there's a face-off, and we are underway in period number two. Puck at neutral near the Hayward blue line. Battle for on the far side boards and move forward. Reese Sheehan out there right now for Hayward. Puck is back to the Central Wisconsin blue line. Pass a little bit too far in front of Ava Whitmore. Goes all the way down ice. No icing on the play. Whitmore fighting for it below the goal line, left-hand side. Picked up by the Hurricanes and flipped back to center. Ava Rohde will roll it in deep again for Central Wisconsin. Banged right back to center by the Hurricanes. Puck is battled for along the boards. At her own blue line, Ava Whitmore. Whitmore moves it to Matea DePoit. And now the puck taken away. Here's Reese Sheehan. Does a 360 at neutral. Now brings it up ice into the zone. Good little move. Upper slot shot and a save. There's that Reese Sheehan magic that you can see sometimes. And a good stop by Cammie Floor. Puck in behind the cage. Scrum forward. Now comes loose. Picked up by Boleen for the Storm. Flipped high into the air along the near side. Puck rolls through center into the Hayward end. Chased down by Harper Sheehan. Sheehan, Harper behind the cage. Passes up to center. It is taken by the Hurricanes and deflected over the Central Wisconsin blue line deep into the Storm zone. Far corner, Garam. Garam tried to get it over towards Berigi. Could not handle it. Shot from the point and some bodies in front. Deflected behind the goal line. Did not get to a Cammie Floor. Now the Storm will grab it and get it back to center. Played there by Cynthia Hart now for the Hurricanes. Moves it near side again to Harper Sheehan. Lost it. Picked up by Isabel Yonke. Throws it down low. Now played behind the cage by Hayward. Banged off the glass to the point. Kept in by Garam. Right in front looking for the deflection was Isabel Yonke. Could not get it on net. Moved to the near side corner. Grabbed by Savannah Harris. Harris bangs it over to the far side boards. Kept in again by the Storm. Storm in the second half of the period, in the first period, able to win that territorial battle, and right now keeping it in the offensive zone. Taylor Friedel pinching in, keeps it in deep now for Central Wisconsin. Banged off the boards and finally out of the zone by Hayward, then dumped back in by the Storm. 14:53 to go, second period. Long stretch of hockey here to begin the second period. Still scoreless. Puck to center. With it now, here comes Central Wisconsin into the zone. Fed in front towards Emma Brandt. Good play by Heiser towards Brandt. Could not quite get it to Emma, and the puck is banged to the far side boards. Now the puck is still battle for. Yurkovsky trying to grab it for Central Wisconsin, and then finally grabbing it. Enough is enough, says Hayward. And they will take the icing with 14:29 to go in the second period and still no score.
You can see, Chad, they're starting to work the puck low to high, and they're starting to get some shots. And what I really liked is when they extended the net. So 5 feet off the post, we threw it in, and the forwards can recover that puck and go to work underneath. They did a really nice job there. Intentional or not, that's what they're going to have to do to work below the dots.
Face off left of Hutchison in the Hayward zone. Win on the draw for Central Wisconsin. Taylor Friedel. Friedel right faceoff circle. Friedel moves it down low. Back to the point. With it is Gearham. Gearham along the boards. Played there again by Ava Whitmore. Whitmore fighting for it below the goal line. Right hand side. Deflected to the near side corner. Coming over is Merrill Meverden for the Storm. Puck is picked up by Zandra Land for the Hurricanes, but she gets doubled. Turned over, Ava Whitmore. Whitmore has a shot deflected over the crossbar. Meverden on the right-hand side. Meverden fighting a pair of gray jerseys. Coming over and getting some help as well. Now back to the point. Holding, Gearham. Gearham's shot is blocked. Ooh, and that could lead to a 3-on-2 the other way. But now coming over and playing it at Friedel, but then lost it. Left-hand side, Reese Sheehan. Oh, almost grabbed there by Taylor Friedel, but let go of it before she took the penalty. Puck along the near side boards. Still battling is Madeline Kelter. Kelter gets it back to center. Puck off the right-hand boards. Now the puck is moved forward by the Hurricanes. Picked up by the Storm. Not quite to the red line, but no, played on the left-hand side again by Hayward. Puck at the Hayward blue line. Another scrum along the boards. Madeline Kelter going up against Abby Elliott. Still a fight. And now here come the Hurricanes into the zone. Deep left corner. With it is Webster. Webster behind the cage. Webster has it taken away. Good defensive play again by Friedel. As I said in the first period, very solid effort so far on the blue line for Taylor Friedel for Central Wisconsin. Puck in the far side corner. Heiser fighting for it now for Central Wisconsin. Puck is rolled in behind the cage of Cammy Floor into the right corner. 12:55 to go. Second period. Still scoreless. Puck is now below the goal line. Left-hand side. Friedel could not get it towards Heiser. Shot. Blocker stop made by Cammy Floor. Now Emma Brandt on the near side. Brandt will get it up to center ice. On the right-hand side. Good pass now. Heiser into the zone. Heiser between the circle. Shot. Rebound. Center stop. Is coming in for the third attempt for the Storm, but not able to get there was Yurkovsky. Puck is banged off the glass and back through center ice. Goes all the way down ice, and that will be icing. But rebounds. Boy, sometimes those are the best opportunities. Just couldn't quite get there.
Yeah, you just look at the way they created that. Just a long shot. Didn't handle it clean. They were able to find a second chance opportunity and almost goes in. I think the Storm's doing a really good job of managing the middle of the rink. When they make quick transition plays, they're going to play in the offensive zone a lot.
I will give a nice compliment. That was a nice outlet pass by one Emma Brandt.
It was. She's playing. She's playing to the right places. Their line's connected here. They're making nice plays.
There's the faceoff. Fought for along the boards and then cleared again by the Hurricanes. And that'll be another icing on Hayward. You just feel like, going back to the first period, the Storm right now starting to build a little bit of momentum.
You can see it. I mean, they're starting to push a little bit here and push a little bit more. I think part of their solution is shoot the puck low, go get a rebound. I think that's going to be a big part of this for them.
They overturned the icing call, so they're going to have a face-off at center ice. 12:15 to go. Second period, 0-0. Here come the Hurricanes back into the zone. Left-hand side, Abby Elliott has it knocked away. Yurkovsky trying to grab it, unable to do so. Puck has moved off the near side boards, and now back into the zone. Again comes Webster. Webster turns the corner. Webster in front! Oh, and it goes right through the crease area, and now deflected below the goal line, left-hand side. There was an opportunity for the Hurricanes, and now back up ice come the Storm. Over the red line and dumped in deep by Ava Rohde. Whips in behind the cage to the near side corner. Chased down by Harper Sheehan. Now kept in by Yurkovsky. Yurkovsky dumps it in behind the cage. Now played by the Hurricanes. Moved on the left-hand side. And getting it up to center is Abby Elliott. Elliott will dump it in deep. Puck goes in behind the cage of Cammy Floor. Now on the far side, Gearham. Gearham moves it ahead. Now comes Berigi. Berigi flips it forward to the Hayward end of the rink. Hurricanes will regain possession. Back through center ice. Here comes Hayward, dumped in from center ice. Gloving it down, taking no chances is Cammy Floor. And that will stop the clock with 11:17 to go in the second period. Still looking for that first goal.
Yeah, this will let the Storm get a set line here. I think they were in the middle of a line change there, just a little bit different personnel. Hopefully they can get connected here and find a nice face-off play to get in the offensive zone.
Actually, very similar to their game on Tuesday against Wisconsin Valley Union. It was 0-0 at this point of the game as well. Sometimes, this takes a little time to get that first one to go in. And in that game, when the Storm scored the first goal, they scored a second goal just 40 seconds after that. Isabel Yonke back to Taylor Friedel behind her own cage. Leaves it off to Gearham. Michaela Gearham up the left-hand side. Gearham gets it up the center. Gearham over the red line and then dumps it in deep. But a whistle again.
What? I think it went into their bench is what he's saying.
Really?
So it's going to be a center ice face-off.
Lean over here and see that. So it will be a center ice faceoff with 10:58 to go in the period. Second period of play, 0-0 score. And I said earlier, 99.9% chance that the winner of this game plays the second game. It would take a major miracle for Bay Area not to be the number one seed after they punched their ticket last week. Winner of this game likely the number two seed, as getting pressured is Garam. And now Garam goes down, puck along the far side boards in the central Wisconsin zone. Now another scrum, three white jerseys, a pair of gray jerseys, chopping at that puck. And now puck comes loose, played by Gabby Heiser. Heiser flips it ahead, trying to chase it down on the left-hand side is Brandt. Brandt pressuring Harper Sheehan. And now the puck goes in right behind the Hayward cage. Still fighting for it. Now turned over. Your cuffs get at the top of the right faceoff circle. Back to the point. Now Friedel has room. Friedel, fire it! Stop is made. Rebound hits the side of the net from Gabby Heiser. Puck below the goal line. Left-hand side. Heiser. Back to the point. Taylor Friedel. Friedel back to Heiser near faceoff circle. Stick handling along the boards is Heiser. And now comes loose in front. Yurkowski, a shot and a goal! Into the upper right-hand corner. Perfectly placed by I thought a couple of times in the first period, the shots ended up right in the chest of the goaltender. That was good location.
Well, that whole play, Chad, started because they were able to keep the puck in his zone, keep the puck below the goal line. Jaden was just waiting in the high slot area. She was patient, waited for it. Emma was at the net front occupying a defender. Gabby was doing her work down low and able to find Jaden Yurkowski right where we want her to shoot the puck from.
In the case, again, of making sure that you keep, you know, fighting, keep it in the zone. That's such an underestimated aspect, isn't it?
And sometimes she was standing still. Sometimes standing still is okay in the right location.
Now the puck is back in the Hayward zone and now cleared by the Hurricanes. Gabby Heiser and Taylor Friedel with the assists on the goal for Jaden Yurkowski. And it is now 1-0 Storm. Puck on the right-hand side. For Jaden Yurkowski, her 29th goal of the season. 29, big year offensively for Jaden. Puck is played by Central Wisconsin deep in their own zone. Moved ahead, Ava Whitmore. Whitmore gets it to center ice, goes off the skate, trying to chase it down with Beverden. Beverden now has it, dumps it in deep. Puck in behind the Hayward cage. 9:20 to go, nearing the midway point of the period and the game. 1-0 Storm at the point. Ava Rohde rolls it in softly into the right corner. Now Ava Whitmore trying to body up below the goal line. And Whitmore wins the puck. Still fighting for it. Good job by Whitmore. Back to the point. And now deflected back to center. Fighting for it and keeping control of it is Mateo DePoit for the Storm. Puck will be moved back right below us. Puck is now played by the very dangerous Reese Sheehan. Sheehan brings it over the red line. Sheehan over the blue line. And now a whistle and an offside on the Hurricanes. 8:52 to go. Period number two. 1-0 Storm.
Isabel Yonke tracking Sheehan that fast and that quick right there forced her to make one move at the blue line, which stops and creates an offside situation. That's what you have to do against a dynamic player like Reese Sheehan.
Center ice faceoff just outside the blue line of the Central Wisconsin zone. 17-8 edge and shots for Central Wisconsin. Puck is won by the Storm. Yurkowski gives it off to her defense. Now back to center, Emma Brandt. Brandt over the red line. Brandt over the blue line. Brandt trying to drop it off. Yurkowski, a shot deflected. Brandt in front, chopped at it. Stick stop made by Hutchison. Puck is still fought for below the goal line. Now right on the doorstep, getting caught up in the netting. Oh, it comes loose, and a head-first dive. Not able to grab it was Hutchison, but the Hurricanes will clear it and take the icing. Well, that looked like it had a bunch of butter on the puck as Hutchison tried to dive headfirst on it.
You look the way that they've been able to create offense here, Chad. Everything's below the dots. It has to start below the dots. Then you can spread them out and move them around and manipulate them how you want. But that's how you're going to find the open space in the middle of the rink. And they've been able to do that here these last four or five shifts in a row. They found something. Hopefully they continue with it.
Offensive zone draw here for the Storm. Jaden Yurkowski in the circle. We've seen this before. I think it's about third or fourth time she's been tossed from the circle here today. But there's the draw. Goes in behind the cage. Chasing it down is Heiser. Heiser in the near corner. Heiser now along the boards. Heiser still stick handles to the blue line. Gives it off. Bolin. Bolin fires it. Oh, there were bodies right in front. Yurkowski right in the eyes of the goalie, but it did not get past Hutchison. Puck is now chipped back to center ice. Played now by Bolin. Bolin over the blue line. Bolin near side. Into the corner. Below the goal line. Now behind the cage. Had a poke checked away. Picked up now by Colby Springer for the Hurricanes. Springer, oh, gives it away with it. Shot, save, rebound, oh, overskating. It was Ava Whitmore. The initial shot by Heiser, blocker stop, but then right between the circles, puck just bounced over Whitmore's stick. Puck back to the right point. Now into the deep right wing corner. Below the goal line. Feet in front. Shot and a stop. That was Yurkowski looking for the goal. Back near side, Garam. Garam will fire it. And stop made again by Hutchison. Storm right now peppering the Hayward zone. And now the Hurricanes get it back to the point. Now back to center, Garam. Hands it to Friedel. She'll dump it in deep. But right now the Storm really putting the pedal down.
Yeah, line changes matter here, Chad. Just stay on it. Keep the foot on the gas.
Puck whipped along the far side boards back to center ice. Been very little activity in the Central Wisconsin zone in the first 9-plus minutes of this period. But now the puck battle for it neutral. Played to the left-hand side. Madeline Kelter had a poke checked away. And now Ava Whitmore will dump it into the right-wing corner. Chased down by the Hurricanes, and Cynthia Hart moves along the far side boards. Captain again. Garam will fire it wide of the cage. Getting there first on the near side is Isabel Yonke. Yonke below the goal line. Yonke getting double-teamed, but still fighting for it. And now the puck taken away again by Springer. Springer feeds it ahead, but nobody there for the Hurricanes. And it'll be another icing on Hayward. 6:39 to go in the second, 1-0 Storm.
Great pressure. You saw that, Chad. They were able to get every line on the ice on that shift. They were able to keep possession. All three lines were able to change and keep offensive possession. What you're going to see they're going to have to do is find ways to get to the middle of the rink with their defensemen shooting the puck. We're shooting it from the outside. They got to get inside the dots to create a secondary chance.
Jaden Yurkowski in the circle. Draw into the right corner. Banged along the boards, back to neutral ice, and then dumped back in by the Storm. Puck bouncing around, played by the Hurricanes, and up to the right-hand side. Deflected into the Central Wisconsin zone, but Taylor Friedel wins the battle with Olivia Webster and takes the puck. Friedel, oh, turned it over. Puck between the circles, deflected away. Fighting back was Friedel to knock it away into the right corner. Now Reese Sheehan. Sheehan still. Oh, and then taken away as stealing it is Garam. Garam the other way. Garam a breakaway. Garam a shot and misses the net. Garam fights for it below the goal line, left-hand side. Garam in the left corner. Throws it in front, intended for Emma Brandt. Knocked to the near side corner. Puck moved to the right-hand side. Breakaway there, but the Storm could not get the shot off on net from Garam. But now fighting for his Heiser. Heiser in front. Tried to go top shelf, but goes over the crossbar. Puck in the right corner. Still fighting for it is Heiser deep. Now the puck whipped along to the far side boards by the Hurricanes. Back to the point. Kept in nicely. With it is Boleen. Boleen will fire it wide to the near side pipe. Now Isabel Yonke in the left corner. Yonke below the goal line. Tried to feed it behind the cage to Heiser. Instead goes to Ava Rohde. Rohde moves it back behind the net. Again, working below the goal line are the Storm. Isabel Yonke. Yonke still fighting for it. Also there is Heiser. Heiser still trying to grab control of it. Puck is still battle for it right behind Hutchison's cage. Still a scrum. Now going down is Heiser. Puck is moved to the far side and chipped out of the zone. Now up the left-hand side, Olivia Webster. Webster trying to turn the corner. Boleen on the defense. Now puck moved to the right-wing corner. 5 minutes even to go in the period. Oh, turned over. Shot from the top of the slot. Goes over the crossbar off the glass. Under 5 to go in the period. 1-0 Storm. First real opportunity for the Hurricanes in a long time. Puck back to center ice. Mateo DePoit fighting for it. Puck is still battle for it. Now the puck back into the zone. Played there by Boleen. Boleen's pass is deflected. Taken away by the Hurricanes. And the first penalty of the game will be taken as going down was Savannah Harris. And the first power play will go to the Hurricanes. I was just saying, that was really the first time that Hayward had gotten anything going, and they're rewarded with a power play.
Yeah, we turned the puck over in a spot that you don't want to turn it over, and then we had a little bit of panic in us here where we just want to make sure you just chip it over the blue line. This is a big power play, big penalty kill for the Storm here.
4:35 to go in the second, 1-0 Storm. In the box is Sophie Boleen for Central Wisconsin. Face off to the left of Cammy Floor. Win on the draw for the Hurricanes. Reese Sheehan. Back to the point, Zandra Lamb moves a left faceoff circle. Fed in front and not able to get a deflection. Right in front was Olivia Webster. Puck in the right corner. Now along the near side boards. Reese Sheehan back to the point, Land. Land will fire it. Oh, a lot of bodies in front. Rebound left-hand side. Stop and a save. Rebound blocked. Puck between the circles. And it'll be cleared by the Storm. Oh, very good opportunities there for the Hurricanes. But now Reese Sheehan back into the zone. Rolls it in deep behind the cage. Behind the net, Ava Rohde whips along the far side boards, kept in by the Hurricanes. Back to the left point. Now along the boards with it is Shue. Moves it down low behind the cage. Taken there by Abby Elliott. Thrown in front. Back to the point. Now right faceoff circle. Sheehan, left faceoff circle. Shot and a save made by Cammy Floor. Well, We talked to the coach before the game. All the goals that Hayward scored against the Storm in that last game, power play. Three of the goals Tuesday against Superior, power play, and you're seeing why.
Well, they moved the puck really well. They moved the puck left to right, low to high. Cammy was tracking that puck all the way, so clearly she's educated on what they want to do on the power play.
A lot of chances in 49 seconds, they tell you. Still 1-11 to go. Back to the points. Lappert blocked, and now trying to chase it down on the left-hand side. Into the zone. Here comes Yurkowski. A shot and a save with the left pad by Hutchison. A shorthanded chance for the Storm. Back up ice. Into the zone. Webster. Webster tried to go between the defenders. Gets knocked down, but no penalty. Puck in the right corner, now whipped along to the far side boards. Chase down, Bailey shoot, moves it down below the goal. Now in behind the cage, move to the near side corner. Back over to Shue on the left-hand side. Back to the point, holding. Now right face-off circle, Reese Sheehan. 35 seconds on the power play. Sheehan still has it. Sheehan, top of the right face-off circle. Into the right corner, taken there by Abby Elliott. Behind the cage, Taylor Fidel fighting for it. Oh, and the stick of one of the Hayward players getting caught up under the boards and now able to grab it and regain control is Olivia Webster. Puck moved to the